Charlotte's 13th night of protests following the killing of George Floyd was another largely calm evening. It involved community service and reflection. WFAE's Catherine Welch spoke to WFAE reporter Michael Falero, who was there.
Michael, the purpose of today's march was a bit different. Protesters were giving out food to people experiencing homelessness. Tell us about that.
That's right. The event was billed as a march and feed. About 60 to 70 people marched from Marshall Park through Uptown, eventually making their way to the Urban Ministry Center off North College Street. They had more than a dozen cars following them. Those cars were filled with bagged meals and hygiene kits that had items like soap, toothpaste, things like that. You know, I spoke with one of the organizers of the march. He said they wanted to support homeless residents in Charlotte because they too have been affected by the violence between police and protesters.
And so, Michael, what was the mood of the march tonight?
It was a lot calmer and almost healing in a way. We heard many of the same chants we've heard on previous nights, but when protesters handed out food to homeless folks, they were chanting, "We see you, we love you." They eventually walked over the Black Lives Matter mural that artists painted earlier this week. When they got there, the energy was really palpable. People were excited. They were cheering and saying, "Join us," to the bystanders. And then they ended up at Romare Bearden Park, where there was a candlelight vigil. Once they filtered in there, there was more than 200 people. Lots of families were there. Organizers passed out candles as the sun went down.
So, Michael, let's talk about the candlelight vigil. What was the purpose of that event?
Well, it was to remember all those who've been killed by police, including people like George Floyd and Breonna Taylor. People heard speeches from activists, a sermon, and spoken word poetry. They also marked 9 minutes of silence. That's approximately the amount of time the Minneapolis police officer kneeled on George Floyd's neck before he died. One of the organizers who's been involved with the protests told us he hoped the message people took away from tonight was, "Be the light." Basically, be inspired to create the change you want in your local community.
That was WFAE's Michael Falero speaking with Catherine Welch last night. Much later, around midnight, CMPD says about 25 people blocked traffic on I-277 and threw items at cars driving by. Officers cleared the road after a few minutes and arrested five people.